scratch about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective.
What?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What do you think might be in here? It has a long handle, and most people would never expect to see such a big one. It surely is a big one. Do you have a special something that you take to bed with you? Does it help you to go to sleep when you hold your special something?
Oh, boy, I'd love to see her do that.
Oh.
And the smell of it was so great, too. So many fine things that you can do with your fingers and your hands.
Oh, look at all the colors on it. Oh, it is big. And you're going to go up in that?
Do you ever get dressed up in somebody else's clothes for play? Hi, neighbor. Had a little trouble with my zipper there. Mr. McFeely came over here last night and asked if he could do something fun for me.
I'm sorry?
A kind of secret, he said.
Oh. Just one thing before you go. I'd like you to know how grateful I am for you. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special.
And now...
Some people call it a mouth organ because you blow in there.
Our feature presentation...
I mean, it's...
Thank God that's over with.
But I get all soapy, you know, soap suds all over me.
Right.
And then my grandfather would take this hose and go like this with me. He'd squirt all over me until the soap, you know, he'd rinse the suds off.
So you were playing?
Yeah, my grandfather and I did a lot of playing together.
I mean...
That's horrible.
Kevin.
It's not me. I didn't say it.
I feel like you pressed that button.
Well, I did, but I'm just saying. That's him. That's all him. That's not me. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday, the 17th of April.
You made it.
Made it.
You're here.
How surprising.
Incredibly.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be spending another night out there.
Well, that was the plan. I was going to spend the night out there, and then I was going to do the show from the K-Rock Party House.
Uh-huh.
But it's pretty dark out there.
I
Did
heard
you guys
that.
Know that?
Yeah,
it's
a guy
really,
on the radio said that on Friday.
Really difficult to find.
Yeah.
No, it seemed like there were a lot of things working against us. It was going to be windy, and then there was going to be about a lot of problems, and not as many engineers were going to be there, and people were going to be tearing down.
Ooh.
You know, and you hear your truck beep, beep.
Yeah.
Beep. I just figured it would be way, way, way too, you know, frustrating. So.
Plus that tree.
Plus the tree that
right.
I just is still in my forehead. That one, yeah. But I just destroyed. So I drove back late, and I'm here, and all good.
Well, welcome back, Kevin.
All good. Thank you. I'd like to start with a horrible story.
Fantastic.
You in?
Yep.
Now, I can't say exactly what this story is about, but you remember the phrase, taking the Browns to the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. A Florida man was arrested Saturday for a vile incident inside Soapy's coin laundromat.
Okay.
According to the arrest affidavit, Michael Shannon, 57.
Oh, no.
Entered the laundromat around 7:40 a.m.
Okay.
And proceeded to take the Browns to the Super Bowl. On the floor.
No.
Can you give me a little bit of echo?
Why?
Because I think I need
Why
it.
Why did he do that?
I'm not sure, but here's what I do know. It gets worse.
That was dramatic.
So he's sitting there, and people are coming in and out, and they're asking him what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he decides that it's not quite enough taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. So he picks up the Browns.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is where it gets worse.
Okay.
He picks up the Browns, and then, you know the little coin slots in all of the machines?
Oh God.
You know where you put the coins, quarters,
do,
whatever.
I do.
Uh-huh. Don't throw up.
I'm trying.
Come on now. This is important.
He put it in
my... Yes! In all of them!
No!
He's very patient, very meticulous.
Why are you telling me this?
Each machine needed some Browns.
Oh, good. I hate this story, Kevin.
So they arrested him. Apparently he was still there when the police showed up. They arrested him. They took him to prison where he has done a stretch for robbery. And they estimated that the damage to the machines were only $475. Shocking, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't have much Browns. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how it goes.
Well, did it say why he did it? Was he mad at the laundromat for something?
Really?
Like, I'll show them?
No.
No?
No, he's an old dude. He's probably drinking, don't you think?
Why do I feel like it's being Florida. Like I need more information? It
is because Florida.
Oh,
and
see.
And there probably are a lot more parts to the story that they're not telling us. But,
right. Oh, God.
It doesn't say why he did it. It just says that he did.
I don't love it.
I don't love it either.
I will not allow it.
Right. And I'm not going there to do my clothes ever.
No.
Ever.
No.
10 years from now, I'm not going there. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Not interested.
Eli Manning's in some trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Weird. This is a strange story.
I mean, if it's not him, it's his brother getting drugs sent to his wife. That whole family is a mess. Who's with me? No one?
Monday mornings, we check in with Harvey Levin on TMZ. Find out what celebrities have been doing over the weekend. We have LaQuisha. Very excited about
that.
Talking about Mama June from Not to Hot. And I think this is the final one.
Yeah, I think she's fully hot now.
No. I think it's the final episode.
Right.
She's never going to be fully hot.
Well, I think she's as hot as she's going to get for the show.
Okay. All right. Plus, we have Tom Cavanaugh. From The Flash.
Sure.
Talking about that. And also, we've got your tickets for Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I believe it's Volume 2. The world premiere.
Groot, right?
Yes.
Baby Groot.
Baby Groot.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
We've got those tickets coming up as well, as well as a Coachella recap. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
What's happening? Why are you yelling?
Ralph. What's going to happen?
Ralph picked up his headphones and they pretty much exploded. I think you're all right. I think you're good.
All right. That's better.
All right. Yeah. Thank God. Whew, I was close.
I didn't know what was going on.
How'd you manage that?
I just picked them up.
Why are you so strong?
Can't help myself. I came here from another planet.
Oh.
5:53, time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat of the Week. What's going on, Ralph?
Coachella, right?
Right.
How was your experience, Kevin?
It was great. Had a good time.
Was it outstanding? You going to give us a little recap?
Yeah, just after.
After the top of the hour?
Yes, sir.
All right. How was Creep? I know that was your wedding song. Your wedding song was Creep?
Well, it wasn't our wedding song.
You danced to it at your wedding.
Yeah.
Did you not, sir?
Yes.
The prosecution rests, Your Honor.
Did I see that?
Creep was his dance song with his
you
wife.
You guys know the song Creep?
Yeah.
You know the lyrics?
Because I'm a creep. Yeah. Yes, you are. She sings back. It's awesome. It was very cute.
It's just not the deal.
And so Radiohead played at Coachella this weekend, and I said, wow, they played that song. I heard they played that song. Kevin must have been over the
moon.
They never play that song. They never do that, and there they were doing it. And I said, wow, Kevin is there, and he gets to see that. How exciting for him that must have been.
I was there, and then 5 minutes in, they had huge trouble with the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Where it would go... And everybody goes, what's going on? So then they would start playing another song, and then it happened again. Then it cut out.
Yeah.
It was huge.
They left the stage, what, 2 or 3 times?
Yeah, it was insane.
Ugh.
So I left.
No.
There's other stuff going on.
There's
other stuff going on where the sound works.
You could not be bothered.
Right.
Wow.
So you missed Creep.
So I didn't see that, yeah.
Mm.
Well, you know what's weird about that is that actually going to Coachella, you don't see 99% of it.
Sure.
Because there's so much stuff going on everywhere else, it's just not possible.
Yeah.
And you hear about this surprise and that surprise, and you go.
You don't see any of it.
Who knew?
Good times.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out more about Kevin's magical weekend with both Beer Mug and Dave.
Right?
That's a threesome. That's a trio right there. Right? No? Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Fate of the Furious was easily the number one movie of the weekend. Although, oddly, it didn't do as well as expected.
Is that right?
It only made $100 million at the box office.
What was it expected
to make?
Are you
being facetious?
No.
What was it expected?
It was expected to make about another $20 million on top of that.
Wow.
They were expecting about $120 million. That was the estimate.
Hmm.
But it was still the second biggest opening for the franchise.
Yeah, I can't imagine they're disappointed
No.
with $100 million.
It's pretty good. The second movie at the box office this weekend was The Boss Baby, which only made $15.5 million. So most people who went to the movies went to see Fate of the Furious. Beauty and the Beast was third, then Smurfs, The Lost Village, and Going in Style were the top five films. Gifted at number six, Get Out, Power Rangers, The Case for Christ, and Kong, Skull Island. Jesus, beat King Kong! Oh, I'll tell you, man. Right?
Right?
He must be pissed.
I mean, it's Easter.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess we'll give Jesus a bone. Throw Jesus a bone.
I don't think it's we'll give Jesus a bone.
Throw Jesus a
okay.
bone.
Okay.
Sure.
Sorry.
Wow. While we're talking about movies, Lucasfilm has confirmed that Carrie Fisher will not be appearing in Star Wars Episode 9, which is sad for fans of Princess Leia. But you do get to see a lot of her in 8, they promise, so that's a great send-off for Carrie and her character. Todd Fisher, who is Carrie's brother and Debbie Reynolds' son, told various media outlets that Disney and Lucasfilm had been given permission to use footage of Carrie Fisher if they wanted to in Episode 9, but they hadn't read the script yet the last time Carrie Fisher was working on the set, and they didn't have a chance to shoot anything that would be usable, so her character will not be appearing. I don't know whether Princess Leia, or General Leia, she's known now, will her character will be around or not, but sad news. And we talked about Lord on Friday, teasing that she might be doing a show in Southern California before she headed to Coachella.
You said watch her Twitter at 5 p.m.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
Turned out she did do her first concert in 2 years on Friday night in a tiny little bar in the wilds of California's Joshua Tree. It was a little hole-in-the-wall bar called Pappy and Harriet's.
It's the best.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is
it's
not
so
the
like
best.
Country and woo, look
no,
at the cactus.
It's not country
it's so
and woo
good.
And look at the
yeah,
cactus.
Yeah, you feel like a cowboy in there.
You're not a cowboy.
Lope.
And it's not. It's a hole in the wall crap hole.
I wear spurs.
Place only holds about 200 people. Tops.
But at least it's close.
It's not.
It's not close
no.
at all.
Well, it was on her way to Coachella. She did a short set. Followed by a Q&A with the crowd. Everyone who attended said it was a blast. But
oh, that's cool.
as you can imagine, just a tiny little place. Not many people saw it. She premiered Sober and another new song from her forthcoming album, Melodrama. And everyone was thrilled. And she played Coachella last night. By all accounts, had another great set. So good for her. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Sean Bean is 58 years old today. Maynard from Tool in a Perfect Circle. He's 53. Jennifer Garner celebrates her 45th birthday. Victoria Beckham, the legendary Spice Girls, turns 43. And Rooney Mara, very talented and lovely actress, is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Talking about Coachella, which just happened this past weekend. Weekend one. Weekend two is coming up on the way. A lot of surprises this year.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody, here's the thing, when you're there, everybody's like, oh, pss, 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 hey, you know who's going to come out? You know who's going to do that? You know who's going to do that? And about half of them work out. It's on. Your mic's on.
Nope.
Okay.
You all right, Dave?
All right. I'm not sure what to say to that. For example, Drake came out with Future and did 3 songs.
This is how it sounded. Drumman, 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 drumman. Woo!
Yeah, I could
like,
not be any less interested in
yeah,
Drake
what was
and
the second
Future.
Song
it's
you
not
Drake?
Possible.
I don't know. Yeah, that's how it sounded. So you didn't miss much.
The Weeknd came out. That was a surprise to everybody. Migos came out with everyone.
Everybody.
Yeah. Like we were watching. They came out with Future. We were watching DJ Snake, and they came out with him, and then we left, and then Lauryn Hill came out with DJ Snake.
Yeah,
so we
3
that.
Songs. That's huge. It's huge, A, that she showed up,
on
and
time.
B, was there on time.
Yeah, on time.
This
crazy,
is,
right?
This is big.
Tyler, the Creator, came out with Schoolboy Q. Another one of the surprise. I didn't get a chance to see that. G-Eazy came out with Dylan Francis. Saw that.
Okay.
That was pretty good. But this happens all the time, and so you're thinking like, oh, no, what am I? And if you're in one place, you're thinking, what am I missing someplace else?
FOMO.
FOMO. It drives you crazy. We saw part of Radiohead.
I saw Creep. I didn't want to, but I did.
Did you stay that long?
Yeah.
Because Radiohead, the first half hour was half sound problems.
Well, it helped that I got there like towards the end of it because I wasn't there
okay.
For
Radiohead. So you didn't get it.
Yeah, I just happened to catch Creep. I was like, oh, hey, look, they're playing Creep.
Here are the two things I knew. One is that they were having
Kevin?
One is that they were having terrible sound problems, and two, I also knew that they weren't going to do Creep.
So that worked out. That worked out well.
So that
for
worked
you.
Out well. Aesop Rocky came out with Schoolboy Q. I already said Lauryn Hill. Wiz Khalifa came out with Tove Lo. I mean,
what?
It was just, it was crazy. Pharrell came out with Hans Zimmer. Now, this is one of those acts that I was desperate to see this weekend. Mm-hmm. Hans Zimmer, who does movie scores and themes. And he's an amazing guy, but how does he do, how does he play a set at Coachella?
Yeah.
Muggs made it.
It was awesome. I got there just in time before he played the first song. He opened with Pirates. Mm-hmm. And to see, there was a young, I was expecting kind of like an older crowd to be kind of, no. College kids, even younger than college kids, rocking out to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Then he went.
I don't know.
Then he went into Lion King.
Why are you playing air
guitar? Was he slapping the bass? Yeah,
what's happening?
You should have seen his setup. I mean, he had his like.
I watched online for a bit.
It was at least a 30-piece or maybe even more.
Yeah.
He opened up with Lion King. Mm-hmm. And
Allie, was it impressive?
It was
super.
It was. I thought he'd the video. I thought he'd be playing to parts of the movie.
I assumed that as well.
Not what I saw, unless it was different during the other songs. It was just like close-ups of the woman playing the cello, then close-up of. It was phenomenal. Huh. The sound was unreal. It was beautiful. It gave me chills watching it at home in my bed.
Oh, I so wanted to see that.
The guy who we got to sing, the guy who sings the part of The Lion King, the very iconic,
Right.
No, I need more.
No, right.
I'm not familiar with that one.
No.
He was a, Hans Zimmer met him as a dishwasher. He was a political refugee. He was working in a restaurant. That's how Hans Zimmer discovered him.
On a deep dive.
Right. He told the crowd.
Got it.
And he introduced him and he said, "Hey, look at him now."
Muggs did research.
Muggs tracked him down backstage.
Dude, how'd you meet?
Tell me some stories about how you met people.
That's awesome.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, who?
I believe it's Lady Gaga.
I think that's
Lady Gaga.
That's it.
I was interested to see.
Right.
But not a huge fan.
Right.
You know, take it or leave it. I don't really care. She was amazing.
She puts on a show.
She really does. She's some work. She's very theatrical.
Yes.
She's like a better Madonna to me.
Oh, them's fighting words.
I'm just saying, she really brought it, and it was impressive. I saw George Clinton. And P-Funk, you heard me. George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic.
What?
All right. At the Heineken House, which is a little tiny place that holds, 200 people?
If that. It was like almost like 150. It was packed. And you think you seen Kevin jam out to anything?
Right.
I've never seen him walk out to Parliament.
I was shaking that ass.
He was shaking that ass.
I was.
Couldn't be stopped. I'm going to go see Dream Car. You want to come?
He didn't care.
No, hold on. I'm going to stay till the end.
Hold on. So we're standing there. We're right there watching George Clinton.
Yeah.
And Dave's like, when are we going to go see Dream Car? And he looks at his watch and it's still a half hour away.
Calm down, Dave.
You got to walk and get to other places.
Take it easy.
You have to walk.
Well, listen. What you don't know, Allie, is that Coachella was expanded. It was way huger this year.
I think they added like 50 acres to the ground.
Yeah, they literally went a block over in the fair,
that's
the ground.
Insane.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't know where this new stage is at.
You want to go now?
I got to go. So I know it's going to take at least 10 minutes to get there, so I want to see the start.
Okay. You want to go now?
Kevin had no interest.
Right.
He was just shaking his ass.
He was in the
singing along.
Yeah.
George Clinton, people?
I'm with you, Kevin.
I hear you.
But I have
to see Dream Car. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll watch as much George Clinton as I can, and then I'm going to make my way over to Dream Car, and I'll do that quickly. And I started over toward the tent where Dream Car was playing.
Oh, no. Where'd you wind up?
And a guy recognized me.
Uh-huh.
And he jumped up, and he said, "Kevin!" And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to see Dream Car because now I'm already sort of late to get to Dream Car. I would have never thought I'd see you here. This is crazy. Can I take a picture?" And he turned around to get his phone. His phone was gone.
Oh, no.
And then he said, "Dude, I'm really scared." And I said, "Why?" And he goes, "Acid."
Oh, dear.
I said, "Really?"
Oh,
he's like,
dear.
"Yeah, but it's not the first time, but I'm really scared. Can I just go with you wherever you want to go?"
Oh, no.
And I said, "Well, no, I can't really. I'm going here and there, and no." And then he's like, "But I lost my phone." And I said, "Well, do you know where your friends are?" "No."
How is this your problem?
Well, it wasn't until I'm stupid enough. He said, "Do you have find my phone on your
Kevin
on your phone?"
And that's no, I do not.
Right, and I said yes.
Because Kevin was in the spirit of the festival.
Is that what it
Everyone
is?
Everyone coming together, helping each other out.
So then he typed in his information, and then we didn't have Wi-Fi, and it wasn't working with the cell signal, so we had to go someplace else. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, all right, Dream Car has finished five songs now. How many did they play, Dave?
About seven or eight.
Seven or eight.
Yeah, so it was about 45 minutes.
I caught two.
Oh, no.
I caught two and a half songs. We were wandering over trying to find a better Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah.
And then the little, what do you call it? The little
knob?
The thing that locates your phone if it's on. If they don't turn it off, you can locate your phone.
Okay.
That comes on. It's like, okay, now we're going to follow it. We're going to track them down. And I'm going to yell, freeze, mother! Because I've always wanted to do that. And of course, nothing came of that. Right. So he's like, "I'm really sorry. Can I come with you where you go?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll be right back."
So now he lives with your family.
No, I ditched him.
Oh, okay.
I had to. I
you
only
had
got to see
to.
Two and a half songs of Dream Car. So I felt bad. But he may still be there. I don't know.
He's definitely still there.
He's sitting right underneath that tree, I'm very sorry to say. Every Monday morning at this time, we check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. You can follow him at Harvey Levin TMZ. You can watch the TV show. TMZ airs on Fox Channel 11 Monday through Friday at 6. TMZ Live airs Monday to Friday at 4 p.m. on Fox. TMZ Sports is on midnight on Fox Sports 1. And for your needs, if you'd like to go on a tour, the TMZ tour, you can book it as well. Harvey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We are doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. How many photographers do you have covering Coachella, or do you not send anyone out there?
Well, you know what? We didn't send anybody because it's hard to do that. I mean, we have unfortunately, half my staff is there.
Right, so they leave?
Yeah, they're gone.
Okay, so they're still there is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, great. You sound excited by
Harvey,
that.
Harvey, what's going
really
on?
I'm thrilled for them all.
What's happening?
You sound
here
so
alone
sad.
Sitting here alone in the dark.
Oh, do you not know where the switch is?
Very good, Allie.
Thank you.
Not bad.
All right, let's talk about, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Ben Affleck and Jennifer?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
This is kind of a model divorce, I guess, if you have to have one. They have really worked stuff out. She filed... late last week, and we broke this on the site. And what was interesting about it, the first thing we saw was it was filed, her petition and his response at the exact same time. And they both filed it without a lawyer, which is a little weird because they have a lot of money.
Right.
And so when you look at it, they're mirrors of each other.
And no prenup, right?
There's no prenup.
Right, okay.
And they have a lot of money.
Right.
So the custody thing is easy. I mean, they're doing joint custody. They've worked that out a long time ago. But what's interesting about this is this has all the signs. Remember, you know Laura Wasser. We've talked about her. In fact, you've had her on your show.
Yes, yes.
She does this kind of a thing, and I'm guessing she's behind this, where she'll get two people who do get along, and she'll put them in mediation rather than going through the court system, and they just privately work out. Usually it's the money. And it looks like that's what they're doing here, is they're going to work out the money issues, and there's a lot of it because it's community. Everything's community property.
Is it easier for them because they both have money? Do you know what I mean?
He made a lot more than her during the marriage.
Right.
But ultimately, it's their money, and they have to split it up, and, you know, there's property involved, and sometimes it gets complicated because you have to put values on different things, but they'll work this out. They were going back and forth for 2 years, and that's why this took so long. They weren't even sure they were going to get divorced. They went back and forth on it and ultimately decided they would.
It's really good to see that a couple with kids is acting this way.
Yeah.
Because
adults.
Yeah, it almost never happens that way. And you always feel the worst for the kids.
There was never a time in this divorce where they were nasty to each other.
I don't believe that. But in general,
no, no, no.
I do.
I mean, they definitely had issues. But at least in terms of, they really put their kids up front in this thing. So it never really came out. I'm sure there were hurt feelings and all. But it never turned this, you know, I'm going to hurt the other person.
I
never did that.
reading, and I bet it was on TMZ, that they lived on the same, like, compound. He lived in a guest house.
He has been living in the guest house for 2 years, but it is not a guest house like you're thinking. They have this property in Pacific Palisades is more than 3 acres, so they literally don't have, they wouldn't necessarily even see each other. But
really?
So it's like their neighbors.
There's two separate houses on the same lot.
Yeah, it's a huge lot, but... we found out he bought a house. He's moving out.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually dating somebody already. So,
who is she?
How weird if he was dating her and taking her to the guest house and trying to sneak her through.
No. Suddenly the 3 acres becomes 150 feet.
Look, just stick with me. You're going to have to jump the back fence.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I hate it.
Well, I mean, it's really good to hear that they're handling things so well. A lot of times celebrities say that and you doubt it. But it seems
they really are.
It seems like everything they're doing...
They really are.
Well, that's fantastic. We appreciate it. All right, Harvey, we appreciate your time. We know you have to go today. Again, you can follow Harvey on Twitter at HarveyLevinTMZ, and the site is TMZ.com. Thank you, Harvey.
Okay, guys, we'll see you.
Be well. Bye. I don't know if you saw the news that Eli Manning is in trouble.
I did.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
He's working with some memorabilia places, and apparently he is selling fake, not worn helmets.
Right.
In the category of worn helmets.
Like game-worn helmets.
Right. Hey, this is a game-worn helmet, everybody. What do you get a bid for it? And he would just go, you know what? Just give them some extra ones.
Right?
Like
close enough.
Close enough. I give them a couple. Give them two or three. No big deal.
Yeah.
And so apparently one of the guys that bought it went back and did an entire search through pictures every single game, trying to figure out exactly which helmet it was.
Wow.
And he couldn't figure out which helmet it was. And so we thought we would check in this morning with Eli Manning and find out what's going on with him. Hey, Eli.
Hi, I'm Eli.
How are you today?
Yeah.
You're good.
Football,
right.
Summertime.
Right.
Yeah.
Football time.
Are you doing? You playing some football right now?
We're practicing for football.
Okay.
Okay.
So when football starts, we'll be ready.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know about all of the legal trouble that's going on with this?
What?
So this is a shock to you? You're in a little bit of hot water? No one on the team told you?
Ow! Ow!
Not literal
hot water.
Hot
water brings baby.
Not literal, Eli.
Don't hurt Peyton.
Apologies.
Ow, hot water brings Peyton.
No, a guy named Michael... A guy named Michael Jacob from Florida bought a helmet that you supposedly wore, and he went back through all of the photos that he had of that entire season and is filing a lawsuit against you for selling him a false helmet.
A false helmet?
It's a real helmet.
Okay, it's not a false helmet, but...
Was it made of paper?
No, it's a helmet
that... What is it made of? I'm afraid.
It's not a false helmet. I said that wrong. It's a helmet that you supposedly wore.
Ow!
And you didn't wear it.
Ow, that would hurt if I didn't wear a helmet.
No. I'm saying you sold the memorabilia shop a helmet that you said you wore. And then they sold it to him, so he thinks you wore this helmet in a game, and in reality, you didn't.
Oh.
So that seems bad.
That is bad.
Because there's a huge investigation now. You're in all kinds of legal trouble. They've got some emails from you.
Yeah, an email that said, two helmets that can pass this game used. That's it, Eli. Oopsie.
Well, two helmets.
Right.
Right.
I can only wear one at a time.
Right.
I don't have two heads.
No.
Right, but they don't have to have been worn at the same time. It just could be at any point during that season.
This guy looked at pictures of every game I played in to find the helmet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know what gave it away?
He needs a life.
He does, right. You know what gave it away is the Velcro strap around your ear hole. That's what he said.
Wow. Oh, brought down by Velcro.
In the ear hole.
Oh, my ear hole.
So, Eli, this is a shock to you. You had no idea this was going on?
Would you like to buy my jock strap from the Super Bowl?
No.
No, thank you.
I have about 20 of them.
No.
Why
no,
would
thank you
have 20 of them?
Because my jock gets a lot of workout.
Does it?
Right.
Smells like victory.
Oh, man.
Want to buy it?
No, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Smells good.
Nope. No, sir.
Take a sniff.
Nope.
Just a little one?
Don't want to.
Smell my jock strap!
No, don't don't want to. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. We have a pair of passes to the exclusive red carpet world premiere of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited about that. Right now, Ralph Garman is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Don't flush your condoms.
Okay.
All right. Just carrying.
Good
just,
tip.
Just good tip.
Is that for a reason other than they get caught in the septic tank? Who has a septic tank?
I'm just going to say, do you live in a trailer park?
Not sure
who's got a
happening.
Septic tank?
I don't know why I said septic tank, but it, don't most...
It ruins your plumbing.
Just,
it ruins your plumbing.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it gets stuck in the trap of the toilet and just jams up your pipes. You know what, your pipes jammed?
Right? No one wants that.
I didn't know.
How did you not know, Allie?
Well,
all
I don't.
The
I don't wear
through?
One.
Come on!
I don't know what happens once he leaves the room. Okay. I'm sorry.
Just wrap them up and throw them away.
But then you've got, you know,
evidence.
No,
yeah.
Don't know what. What's happening? What kind of evidence are you
like
destroying your house?
Should not be putting those in the trash because a lot of unseemly things can happen with it.
What? What should guys do with them?
Put them in a tissue and take them home. Maybe in your pocket. You shouldn't leave that. It's like
why?
It's like 101 for athletes. You don't do that because then chicks will want to
abuse it. Oh,
I'm saying.
Conspiracy
Listen,
alley.
I'm protecting all of you athletes out there.
Well, that's who we're talking to. Our audience is mainly professional athletes.
You
good
sound
point.
Insane.
Good
you realize
point,
that?
Allie. I'm glad.
You should be medicated.
You're, once again, your finger's right on the pulse.
I have not been sleeping well.
I'd like you to sleep forever.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
The reason I bring this up is because there was a real estate agent in Austin, Texas, who had just taken over this property, this rental property, and one of the businesses that they rented to was the Jade Massage Therapy Center in Austin, Texas.
Uh-oh.
It's a lovely place where you go to get your massage therapy to make sure that your muscles and tendons are no longer inflamed.
Right.
They're just doing good work.
Right.
And the real estate agent had to call out a plumber because hundreds of condoms clogged a city sewer pipe outside the property.
Hundreds.
Wow.
And the real estate agent called up local authorities and said, you may want to look into the Jade Massage Therapy Center.
Have a glance over there.
Because I'm thinking, I'm not sure, but for some reason, there's hundreds of condoms clogging up our property here.
Wow.
So the Austin police did show up. They had a raid. And there they found the woman who co-managed the business was found in the massage room with a completely nude and uncovered male, said the police.
Nude and uncovered?
Yes. Both?
Well, if you're in a massage, you're supposed to be nude, but you're supposed to be covered by a
sure.
sheet or something
sure,
like that.
That's true.
He was not only nude, but also uncovered. And there they found Juan Wang. Is her name?
Nope.
Juan Come Wang. On, it's not her name.
Juan Wang.
That's no, it's
Juan Wang.
Too good to be true.
Juan Wang was found there with the client. So I'm just saying, dispose of your condoms properly so you don't get Juan Wang in any more trouble.
Okay.
Poor Juan Wang. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All you professional athletes out there.
Listen.
Allie's looking out for you.
Listen. Tahoe17. On Twitter, very good advice with the condoms. I've done this, actually. Thank you, Tahoe17. You get me. Call now if you've done that. 1-800-522.
No.
If you're a professional athlete and you're worried about groupies stealing your sperm, please give us a call, won't you? Nutloaf. Let's take a look at the box office from the weekend, see what people went to see at the movie theaters. It turns out Fate of the Furious did pretty well for itself. A little over $100 million in its debut. Not too shabby. The Boss Baby was second with $15.5 million. Beauty and the Beast, third. Smurfs Going in Style was number five. Then Gifted, Get Out, Power Rangers, The Case for Christ is ninth, and then King Kong.
I just want to say I love that Get Out is still in that list.
Still.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Still kicking booty.
Love it.
You may remember I told you last week about the sordid tale of Jeff Varner. This was the guy on Survivor who outed one of his fellow tribe mates as being a transgendered man.
Thinking that everybody would turn on him and then it would save himself.
Used it as an example
of
Zeke's deceitfulness. You weren't able to trust him because he didn't tell you that he was transgender. And immediately everyone in the tribe turned on Jeff Varner and called him out on his despicable behavior. He's a weasel. So anyway, Friday of last week, Jeff Varner was fired from his job.
Oof.
At Allen Tate Realtors in Rock Hill, South Carolina. The company told the Greensboro News and Record he was bringing too much negative attention to their company.
Oh, I could see that.
He's in the middle of a news story we don't want anything to do with, they said. So the repercussions keep on coming for this douchebag.
God, you're dumb.
He told Entertainment Weekly, I've spent 10 months stewing in this awful, horrible mistake I have made. I have been through I don't know how much therapy with the show's therapist, with a local therapist, and I've met and spoken with several LGBT organizations. I've joined the board of a couple of them. This has changed me drastically. So he's trying to rehab his image, saying that he's a better man now than he was before. Do we believe him?
I don't know.
I guess people can learn from their mistakes, right?
Yeah, and this was a mistake on a grand level. This isn't a mistake you made in your hometown.
No.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, is even if he has... Even if he is a better guy, people aren't going to know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to the series finale when they bring everybody back. That should be an interesting show. Congratulations to Jeff Goldblum. He's a new dad at the age of 64. Jeff Goldblum and his wife, Emily, welcomed another new addition to their family. River Joe Goldblum.
Sure.
River Joe.
River Joe.
Oh, River Joe Goldblum. Mm. Now joins his big brother, Charlie Ocean Goldblum.
Nope.
Yep. What's the deal with the water?
They love
Jeff?
The water.
What's up with your body of water fixation?
He loves water so much.
We can't wait for little Stevie Pond and Jenna Stream, the rest of the family. Today's celebrity birthdays. Sean Bean is 58 years old today. Maynard of Tool in a Perfect Circle. He's 53. Jennifer Gardner is 45 years old today. Victoria Beckham's 43. And Rooney Mara celebrates her 32nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Normally we do call-in topics like Friday we did concert disasters. Mm-hmm. And it's always funny to us basically disasters. We just like to hear people's disaster stories.
Right.
Because when people fall down, we laugh. Let's be honest.
I mean, I don't. I pray for them and hope things go well in the future.
Then me too. Today I want to switch it up a little bit because you rarely see a story like this, but there was a girl named Kayla Chandara was working at a restaurant in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and she tells the story of a couple from Australia coming into her restaurant, and this is how it goes.
I work in Muay Thai cuisine at night and the Cheesecake Factory in the day, and I had an Australian couple on Wednesday night that came in, and we really connected, and they got to know me. They asked me where I was from, and I told them I was here for school, but I couldn't afford it anymore, so I was on a break for school to pay off my current loan.
All right, so she's talking to the Australian couple. She says, I can't go to school anymore because I can't afford it. I already have a loan that I'm trying to pay off. So she gives them the bill, which is $216, and they give her a $400 tip.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's what we're going to look for on the phones, 1-800-520-1067. A complete stranger did something incredibly nice for you.
Yeah.
We don't hear enough of these stories.
Right.
Somebody you didn't know really surprised you by doing something incredibly nice that was above and beyond what anybody would normally do. Mm-hmm. So the story continues. She got the $400 tip. Now she wants to thank them. She found out where they were staying.
The next day before work, I wrote a letter saying how much it meant to me and what it meant to me. And I got flowers from Safeway, and then I got some desserts delivered to their room. And later that night during my shift, they came in, and I went out and talked to them for a bit.
All right, so she goes out and talks to them for a bit, and then this conversation happens.
That they want to pay my college tuition and loans, and I had no words after that. I told them they couldn't do that for me, but...
They wanted to pay off her loans.
Oh, my God. And
in their entirety.
And pay her tuition.
They really wanted to and said it'd be just as good for them to do for me. And they took care of my current loans and balances. And they're going to pay for the rest of college for me.
They're going to pay for the rest of college for her. Not only pay off the loans, but the rest of college.
She must have been the best server.
Right.
So I plan to go back to school in the fall and study business. I just want to say that they really changed my life. And I don't know how to thank them, but I will make them proud. And do whatever I can to be the best person I can be.
Isn't that amazing?
That's unbelievable.
How often does stuff like that happen? And then it doesn't get highlighted very much. And I think stuff like this happens a lot more than you know.
Right.
Because it doesn't make the headlines, you know? But so we're looking for people, strangers, mm-hmm. who did something incredibly nice for you. It doesn't have to be money.
No.
It could be a gift. It could be I don't know. They helped you in some way that was probably way more than they should have done, being a complete stranger. But you know that that happens all the time.
Yeah.
And people just don't find out about it. So then she says, can I get your names so that I can tell the news station that's calling her? And they said, no. We prefer to just – we want to just do this and have nobody know who it is.
That's amazing.
Right?
Yeah. They don't want the recognition.
We want to be anonymous.
They just want to pay it forward and just let it be that.
That's well, then what can I do? And they said, just be the best person you could be. And so she said, yeah, okay. That's fantastic.
And I read that they're going to stay in touch and they want to come to her graduation.
Right.
What now, is happening I don't with know. These
now,
people?
Now it's getting a little creepy. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying a complete stranger did something for you that was completely unexpected. And let's start with Victoria in Fullerton. Hi, Victoria.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you so much. Long time listener, big
Thank you. So what stranger did something for you?
I was a bartender at a great place in Brea, California called Taps. Mm-hmm. And it was a day shift. I had just crashed my car. My insurance deductible was $500, so I was down in the dumps. This guy came in. He sat at the bar. I overheard him on the phone having a difficult conversation. When he hung up, I did my thing and asked him if I could get him a drink and brighten his day. And I did. I got him a drink, told him that I was having a bad day as well. Turns out he ended up leaving me a $500 tip.
Wow.
So he heard you, you told him that's what it would cost?
Yeah, I told him I was having a bad day and I crashed my car and it was a $500 deductible, yada, yada. And he ended up leaving me a $500 tip.
Wow.
And I turned around to him and I said, yeah, I was like, you know, how can I repay you? How can I thank you? Do you have a name, an address, a phone number? And he refused to give me the info and said,
Kevin, no, she's not saying that.
Yes.
No, that's not how you should repay them. Turn it down a little bit. Yeah, she's not going to repay them like that.
I'm sorry,
she's
Victoria?
She's telling the story.
I'm sorry.
I was just saying that he refused to get my info, he refused to give me his info and said, you're never going to see me again, just take it. And I turned around to make him another drink, turned around to the bar, and he was gone.
Victoria, do you think he was an angel?
Was it Jesus?
I for sure have said that many times. I said he was totally an angel.
Oh.
I do feel like I have these little blessings in my life that happen, and for sure, I believe he was an angel. And the story is used in training purposes now at the restaurant, and but it was quite a miracle.
That's fantastic. Awesome.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Victoria. We appreciate the call. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Pat in Redondo Beach. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I was meeting my dad at the Shrine to see Van Morrison, and I was late. And I ran into the concert, parked my car, ran in. When I came out, I realized I had no idea where I was parked. None.
Uh-oh.
And this group of people in a car recognized me and actually directed me to where my car was because they noticed when I'd gotten out of the car, I was next to them.
Oh, well, wait, so they so you had parked next to them, and so they recognized you from that?
Yeah, they recognized me. You know, I was blonde and younger, much younger.
So right.
Pat's kind of saying cute, she was hot. Shirt. She was hot.
I was. But they didn't have to. They could have just watched. They could have just laughed and let me walk around.
I mean, the right thing to do is to videotape that, right?
Right. But if you were ugly, they would have probably, right? A little bit.
Maybe they still would have noticed me. I don't know. All I know is I was able to get back to my car without having to wait till everybody exited.
That's
That that parking lot there too. It's like five levels. It's
a ridiculous.
Nightmare.
Exactly. I had no idea what level.
Wow. All right. Thank you for the call, Pat. We appreciate that. Again, we are talking about strangers doing something unexpected and incredibly nice for you, Conrad in La Puente. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. My son works at Baskin Robbins, and he said that. Older gentleman, about 80 years old, came in, ordered a scoop of ice cream, was talking to him about school, and there was a little tip jar that says, I work for tips for my college fund. And as he left, he said, just make sure you check your tip jar. My son checked his tip jar, and there was $800 in there.
Wow.
That's too much for a cone.
It's a real good cone. Yeah, right? His son scoops a good
right?
cone.
I don't know how, it's tough for me to do 15%, but that seems like that's too much.
Come on. Yeah, but the thing that my son was kind of like worried about was that my son's kind of a little bit on the dark side, and he said maybe this was like his last days or something, like he was going to go home and commit suicide or something.
What? Jeez. What?
Holy gift horse in the
what?
I don't know. Just,
all right.
The thing was that he left he only took like one bite or two bites of his ice cream and left. There was nothing.
Oh, like okay. I thought you were saying your son was going to do that. I was like, this is the worst story ever.
No.
The guy that left the tip. I got you.
Although, Conrad, I'm not going to lie. I respect your son's darkness. That is good. I like it.
Thank you for the call, Conrad. We appreciate it. All right, we're going to take some more calls in a second. 1-800-520-1067. And just ahead of playing Depeche Mode, I'm going to take one call. We're talking about strangers who do incredibly nice things for you. Daisy is on the line from Garden Grove. Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Tell us about your stranger.
So this just happened to me yesterday, actually. So it was Easter Sunday. I was on my way to go grab dinner, and I hit a pothole, and I got a flat tire.
Yeah.
My car does not come with a spare. It's supposed to have run flat, but it was completely flat.
Right.
So I was stranded on the side of the road, and I see this man. He's just walking, and he's like, hey, can I help you change your tire? And I was like, well, my car doesn't come with a spare, and I don't have everything's closed. It's Easter Sunday. I don't know what to do. And he said, okay, I'll be right back. And I have no idea where he went.
He was walking, though.
Yeah, he was just walking down the street.
Okay.
And he came back in 5 minutes. He had a brand new tire that fit my car, and he changed my tire.
What?
And I was just like, what is happening right now? Like, where did you get this? And he was like, oh, I just had it, and I was like, wait, what? He was like an angel that just happened to be walking by.
On Easter.
Yeah, on Easter Sunday. Uh-huh. And my friends were with me, and we're just in shock. And I was like, how can I repay you? Like, what can I do? And he's like, I'm just doing this as an act of kindness.
Wow.
You don't need to do anything for me.
I love people
that's
sometimes.
Beautiful. That's a nice story.
Yeah.
What if I couldn't believe it.
What if he went like down one street and took it off somebody else's car?
It was a brand new tire.
Okay, all right. Thank you for the call, Daisy. We appreciate it. We're talking about a couple that left a girl a huge tip. It was a $216 bill, and they left her $400. And then she went to thank them, and then they said, by the way, we're going to pay off your school loan, and we're going to pay for your school as well. And she said, can I have your name so I can give it to the local press? And they said, no.
Hmm.
No, we'd like to not have it be known. So we're talking about random acts of incredible kindness from strangers. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Ken in Pomona. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I've been buying and restoring old Volkswagens since the 70s, Volkswagen craze here in Southern California.
Right.
And not too long ago, I was at the Pomona swap meet that they have, the very famous Pomona swap meet, and I was looking for an old radio to finish up one of the Volkswagens I was restoring. Now, these old radios are classics. You can't buy them new. You got to find them, and they can run you $200 to $300.
Right.
Which is, a good chunk of change. Well, at the end of my day, I went back to my car where I was parked, and my friends were asking me if I had any success finding a radio, and I said, no, I found nothing good, nothing out there, nothing, everybody wanted too much money. Now, I was getting ready to leave. A guy comes and knocks on my window, and I roll it down. I said, yeah, what can I do for you, friend? He goes, here. He hands me a radio.
But it's the one you needed?
Yeah, the one that I needed for my car. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I heard you talking. I heard you say you needed a radio. Here you go. And I said, well, how much do you want for it? He says, nothing. It's yours. I was so overwhelmed by it. I got out of the car and gave the guy a hug. And I think I shocked him when I gave him a hug.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. I love these stories.
Yeah, it was a nice story. Radios are expensive. You can't buy them new. They
right.
got to fix the car. So, people are out there. People are nice.
People are out there
Ken's
and people are nice.
I liked Ken's
wrap-up
at the end.
I do, too. People are out there and people are nice. And
agreed.
We don't talk about them enough.
Yeah.
Let's go to Benjamin in Santa Clarita. Hi, Benjamin.
Hey, this is Benjamin from Bakersfield, man. I miss you guys. I lived in Santa Clarita pretty much my whole life. I moved to Bakersfield. So pretty much this is what it was. I was in a Barnes & Noble with my wife and my daughter, and my wife has a rare disease. It's called APS and lupus as well.
Okay.
So we were talking to somebody, and they were, you know, we were telling my daughter about how the disease is and so on and so forth and how we're battling with the bills and going forward. And some lady comes up to us, and she's like, I heard what, you know, you were talking to your daughter about it, and she, you know, it's a long, it's called antiphospholipid syndrome and lupus. So she has a long thing, and then the lady comes up to us, and she starts telling us, you know, I heard of what you were telling your daughter, and it seems pretty wise. She's only 8 years old. She's like 21 now.
Right.
And what it was is the lady comes up to us and gives us $1,000.
Wow.
And you're like, why are you so nosy, lady? Right?
You know, and that's not the first time, you know, because when we go to the hospital and stuff, because we're in the hospital all the time, like New Year's, I was in the hospital. For New Year's Eve, I was in the hospital. Christmas, I was in the hospital. So it's pretty been a bunch of battles.
Wow.
I lived and I worked for the movie industry, and now I'm over here in Bakersfield, cow tipping.
What's happening? Benjamin.
I know, but I fully support cow tipping.
Well, this is heartfelt, and then now he's cow tipping.
One of the strangest endings ever. All right, let's go to Danielle and Yorba Linda. Hi there.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. A stranger did something nice for you.
Yes, so I adopted my twin cousins. I had about 2 weeks of notice that they were going to be released from the NICU, and I didn't even know they were alive at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of put it out to Facebook, hey, does anybody want to get rid of any old baby stuff? I'm happy to buy it off of you. A couple of days later, I got to my office, and there was a hand-typed anonymous note, a $700 baby Zara's gift card, just saying we had heard you were doing something nice for someone, we want to do something nice for you. And the whole point of the anonymous portion of it was they didn't want me to thank them. They just wanted to do something nice.
That's awesome.
See, that's incredible. The anonymous part of it is just what makes it so sweet and makes you want to do it just for someone else.
Absolutely. Just got to pay it forward.
All right. Thank you, Danielle. We appreciate the call. Let's see here. Let's go to Jeff in Laverne. Good morning, Jeff.
Yes. Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Talking about strangers doing something super nice for you.
Yeah, so my wife and I and our then 2-year-old daughter had gone down to the beach for the day to celebrate my birthday, and didn't have a ton of money at the time. So, you know, as the day wrapped up, we're like, you know, let's splurge a little bit, go out to a nice, you know, nice little dinner. We'll find a little rowdy place for the toddler to play, and somewhere where she won't bug anybody. And we found this little Irish pub, and we went in and had dinner and a couple drinks, and rounded up about an $80 bill. So we're sitting there waiting for the bill to come, and it's not coming, not coming, not coming. So I finally asked.
Now you're getting angry.
Yeah, right?
This person's not getting a tip.
My kid's getting crazy. We need to go here, people. And waitress comes over and goes, oh, yeah, no, your bill's already been taken care of. And my wife and I look at each other, and we're like, what? By who? And the waitress goes, oh, they just wanted to remain anonymous, and they've already left the restaurant.
Aw.
Yeah, and we couldn't believe
That's
it.
That's amazing.
You know, obviously, young kid, you know, not a ton of money, and, you know, decided to splurge and ended up with a free meal on my birthday, which was just, it was just very humbling, very, very awesome.
That's amazing. That's a great story. Thank you, Jeff. Let's go to Lexi in Granada Hills. Hi, Lexi.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
So I wanted to tell my story about a few years ago. I was going through some tough times. There was a time where I was literally sleeping on a bench in Santa Monica, and when I finally found a job to kind of help make ends meet for the meantime, coworkers that I barely even knew, maybe met a total of twice, they all would empty their closets and just give me some clothes, even if they would say, you know, I'm sorry, it's not, you know, new or it's not in style, but they would go above and beyond whether to make sure, you know, hey, did you eat today? And they would always make sure I was either fed or clothed, and it was something that I was always really kind of quiet about, so not a whole bunch of people knew about it, but the people that did...
it's not something that you necessarily want to spread around, but wow, that's amazing.
Exactly.
So they gave you some clothes and other items that you needed for work?
Yeah, a bunch of stuff to the point where, fast forward 6 years, I'm an emergency department nurse, and I was able to really go back to school, and nowadays I still stay in touch and tell them, you know, they didn't have to do what they did. And so I always try to, you know, give a little bit more to pay it forward, because people really looked out for me when they didn't need to.
Wow. Those were some incredible coworkers.
Agreed. They only met you twice, you said. Wow. That's unbelievable. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the call, Lexi. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:36. We got an email yesterday from HR. It's the emails that we get working here at K-Rock are really pretty spectacular.
I kind of live for the HR emails.
I do too.
They're so good.
I do too. And the one that we got yesterday said, "Hey folks, it's that time of year again where I send out the reminder to let you know that you stink." Literally. A few of you anyway. We're at the height of spring, and with that brings the height of allergies, and unfortunately some of you are dabbing or dousing of lotion and lotioning up yourselves with the latest whatever. It's causing sniffling, sneezing, coughing, nausea, and general unease, and a bevy of complaints. Nobody uses the word bevy anymore. So please keep your fragrance use to a minimum so that we may all work in a congenial atmosphere of stale coffee and lean cuisine aroma. Thanks for your attention.
Smells like donkey ass.
So you got that one, and then add that one to it, the meatloaf thief.
Yes. Remember the meatloaf thief? That might have been my favorite.
At some point today, someone we work with took another employee's lunch out of the community fridge, had a few bites, and then had the audacity, in capitals, to dump the rest of it in the sink with the fork sticking out of it. So not only do we have a thief among us, but a rude one at that. Do not take what doesn't belong to you. This is stealing. Whether it's a wallet, a phone, a slice of meatloaf, taking what's yours will get you a one-way ticket out of the company forever.
Oh, my.
Your livelihood for a bite of something you don't even like? Lame! There's a Rouse across the street. Go get their nasty meatloaf.
This is a legit email from our HR department.
We are just, apparently we're just full on animals here.
For sure. Well, they address that in the next email.
Do you
I
want
believe.
To read the one about the restroom? You want
sure.
me to?
Okay. No, you go ahead. All I right. like I like your reading.
I didn't realize we employed children here at K-Rock. That could be the only explanation as to why it's so difficult to find a flush toilet in this joint. Or why we have to wade through a sea of crumpled up used towels to reach the nasty stalls. Flush your toilets and throw your garbage in that garbage. As my dad likes to say, what are we, barbarians? Apparently, really gross ones. Happy Tuesday.
I'm so on board with getting these for the rest of my life.
I agree. I look forward to every single time HR sends out an email. It's the best thing ever. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51. Coming up at about 8:15 this morning, your chance to win a pair of passes to the exclusive red carpet world premiere of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
What was that number?
Volume 2.
Ah, Volume 2.
Yes. Ralph, you got a game for us? Are you going
to
make people work for it?
Yes. We're going to play a little game involving Marvel superheroes, since Guardians of the Galaxy are all Marvel characters. If you're familiar with the Marvel universe of comic book superheroes, then this should be a pretty easy game for you to win these tickets.
That's coming up about 8:15 this morning. Right now, Ralph is here for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Katy Perry has a not-so-secret new project in the works. She was heading into the recording studio last week where she held up a brown envelope with the words, "Top Secret, KP4, emblazoned across the front of it in a smart bit of viral marketing. Apparently, that will be the name of her new album, KP4. What could that stand for? KP4. It's her fourth album.
Right.
I give up.
I'm going to send that down to the boys in the code room.
Hey, Katy Perry, walk the moon. Hey, Katy Perry, walk the moon is standing right here. Katy, walk the moon. Katy Perry, walk the moon is standing right here.
Muggs does good work.
Hey, you guys.
She was going to call it Katy Perry Walk the Moon.
Yeah.
She decided to go with KP4.
But she heard that guy.
Actually, it'd be her fifth album.
Oh.
Because her very first album, released in 2001, was released under her real name.
Oh.
Which is, Kevin?
Katy Perry?
feel like it might be different.
Different than that?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe
I
would have asked if it was Katy Perry?
Yeah.
If her name was Katy
maybe
Perry,
Schmary?
Do you think I would have asked what her real name was?
Peggy Noonan.
Not Peggy Noonan, no. Mm.
I don't know what her real name is.
Katie Hudson.
Oh.
Huh.
SNL did pretty well for itself on the weekend. Jimmy Fallon was the host. And as always, benefited from the appearances of Alec Baldwin as President Trump in a very funny sketch. And Melissa McCarthy returned as Press Secretary Sean Spicer in a Easter Bunny outfit talking about Hitler. It was all very, very funny. If you didn't catch it, you could see it online. But Jimmy Fallon is just
the worst.
Not good.
Right.
It's just not good.
I watched the beginning of it because it was on at 8.
Right. Not good.
Thing.
It's not good.
I'm telling you this. It took him 2 minutes into the intro to grab a mic, start singing and dancing.
Oh, he was singing.
I couldn't believe it.
There was a lot of singing.
Like, what? Just do the opening monologue.
But he's a singer.
He loves
to sing.
He's
a song and dance man.
I'll say this. I was not expecting to love Harry Styles. But I loved Harry Styles. You guys.
He's a ventriloquist now, you know.
I'm sorry?
Have you seen him perform? Will not open his mouth, Harry Styles, when he's singing.
Does he have a puppet as well or no?
Was it a prank? Did someone swap out his toothpaste with super glue?
Didn't notice.
Look for him. He needs a little ventriloquist doll on his lap.
I'm singing a song to you. You will enjoy this song.
I don't get it. I do not get it.
He's a delight.
Yeah. You just want to bone him.
A little bit.
Right?
Yeah, he's cute.
Hey, Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan, getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning at 11:30 a.m. It'll be at 6664 Hollywood Boulevard, right in front of the supply sergeant. How appropriate.
Aww.
Salute! You know, Gary does a ton of charity work for the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Foundation, and also raised money for the Pentagon 9/11 Memorial. Does a lot of work with the vets. And Air Force General Robin Rand will be on hand to speak on his behalf. Joe Montana will also be there. And Patricia Heaton, the other conservative person in Hollywood, will be there also.
Well, they have to get another one.
They have to. Yeah. They got to stick together. There's only 6 or 7 of them. Poor bastards. I feel bad for them. So, if you're a fan of Gary Sinise, you can see him get his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. 11:30 a.m. this morning. This is good news. Carmen Sandiego is coming back.
Where has she been?
Netflix is bringing the show back, and they've just announced that Gina Rodriguez, star of TV's Jane the Virgin, will do the voice of Carmen Sandiego. So, you might not know where in the world she is, but you'll be able to identify the voice, at least. That's what matters. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is
San Diego?
Oh, I was just getting into it.
That's all we got.
That's it.
I want to be part of an a cappella group.
Yeah, you do.
Did you catch any of the Bee Gees salute last night?
I did not.
Grammys salute the Bee Gees?
Nope.
It was the anniversary, 30th anniversary, I guess, of Saturday Night Fever, the album and the movie.
Even if I wasn't at Coachella, I wouldn't have seen that.
And they did a big show last night, salute to the BG. There's only one left. And he was there, and they had a bunch of other people come out and sing BG songs, especially from that album, because of its ridiculous success. And one of the bands to pay tribute to him was that awful freaking Pentatonix, that godforsaken band of Satan, Pentatonix. Here's the brand. They brought out Pentatonix, and they put a band behind them.
Well, that's not
what?
A
what's the point of Pentatonix? When there's a band?
What?
Really? Now we're going to put a band behind them? The one thing they had going for them, the one interesting fact, was
no
that they sang with no band. Now they're just 5 people singing a song. Mm. Might as well be us.
I don't.
Yeah.
Not
nope.
Positive.
Four of
it could
us,
be us.
Okay. And Beer Mug.
Made you long for Mary, did you know, huh?
No.
A little bit?
Nothing ever will. Mary, did you know that your son was really cool and he could heal people? Freaking Christmas song. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. The Fate of the Furious debuted with over $100 million domestically this weekend. Some douchebag wrote an angry email saying, how's that disappointing? They made almost $500 million worldwide. Listen, a-hole. I said projections for this movie opening up domestically here in the United States were more than $100 million. So that's all I'm saying. Saying it didn't live up to what they were guessing it was going to make. I didn't say $100 million is a disappointment.
You didn't make the projections
either. I didn't do that. Just reporting the news. That's all.
Weird Finn's up this early.
See, because Vin Diesel would be upset. Yeah, it made almost $500 million worldwide this weekend.
That's crazy.
That ain't too shabby.
Yeah.
Fate of the Furious, as I mentioned, number one. The Boss Baby, number two. Beauty and the Beast was third. Smurfs, The Lost Village was fourth. Going in Style came in at number five. Gifted, Get Out. Saban's Power Rangers was eighth. Case for Christ was ninth. And Kong, Skull Island. So I used to call my back seat in college. Never mind. $2.6 million made at number 10. I'm Ralph Crow. Oh, no, it's two birthdays. Why not?
Oh.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Sean Bean is 58 years old today. Maynard of Tool and a Perfect Circle, he is 53. Jennifer Garner is 45 years old today. Victoria Beckham's 43. Rooney Mara is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
LaQuisha is on the phone right now. Hey, LaQuisha.
What's up, white people?
What's happening?
You're happening.
You are going to give us the final update on Mama June?
That's right. This is the last episode.
Okay.
This show was about Mama June, who is the mother of Honey Boo Boo.
Right.
Going from not too hot.
That's the name of the show, yes.
That is the name of the show.
Right.
And they had about, I'd say, 8 minutes worth of material to talk about, really.
In the whole series?
The whole show.
Oh, no.
She
okay.
goes on a diet. She has gastric bypass surgery. She loses weight. She goes to a wedding. You could have done the thing in a day.
Okay.
But they're wringing out every last bit of footage they have from this show. And you remember the last episode? It was supposed to be over. She goes to Sugar Bear's wedding and shows off her new body. And then she starts getting pains in her stomach, and they're very afraid for her life, and they're calling ambulance. And they got to take her by ambulance to the emergency room because the pain is so bad. Now, here's the thing. The whole episode last night was about not only what happened to her, but also the footage they didn't show you during the show. The episode was called Too Big for TV. Mama June, Too Big for TV.
That's nice.
And When she lost all that weight, they're trying to keep her look a secret. So they produce her. This Mariah Muse is her name. And I say her name out loud because she should be ashamed of herself for what she's done on this show.
Oh, boy, what'd she do?
She made the show.
Right.
She should be ashamed of that. But then they took Mama June and they, like, hit her and they covered her up to the emergency room so no one would see her.
All the while trying to keep her hidden from the paparazzi. Because now we have this skinny Mama June that we can't reveal to the world. So she was doubled over in pain with her hoodie, and she kind of looked like a crazy homeless person, if I'm being honest.
Well, that's the most of the time, don't you think? Everybody's worried about her health, and then finally we find this out.
Hi, everybody. I survived.
Boo!
What?
Boo!
You wanted her to go?
Yeah, I wanted. That'd be the perfect ending. From not to rot when she's dead in the ground in a casket. It turns out all the deadly pain, the worst pain she ever had, is she bleeding out? Did her stomach rupture? No.
The doctor came back and said everything looked fine. Said it could just be like gastric muscle spasm. That was a big relief for me.
Boo!
Okay, so wait, it was nothing?
No, nothing.
What?
She had to fart or something.
Oh, a trap fart. Those are serious.
No, they're not. You don't go to hospital for that. Gastric muscle spasm. What the hell is that? And then this other producer, this Adam Freeman, and I'm saying his name too because he should also be ashamed. And by the way, Adam Freeman could use a little bypass surgery of his own self. He's a big old fat boy.
Okay.
He talks about, here's some footage you didn't see that you need to see. I don't need to see Sugar Bear coming to Mama June's house bringing her a squirrel. What? You need to see that. Here's some squirrel meat. He brought her squirrel meat to put on the barbecue.
He did the very traditional American male thing of bringing your loved one a squirrel.
I don't really want your squirrel.
That's not code?
No!
So he brought her squirrel?
Nobody wants Sugar Bear squirrel, I don't think.
What?
Then Alana, the little Honey Boo Boo girl, they said, you know, during the production, we have unseen footage of her as well. She has another persona that she slips into sometimes named Alan.
No.
Another personality.
No.
As if this little child ain't damaged enough. She got multiple personalities.
Alan's here today.
Alan is Alana's alter ego. That's when Alana, like, completely changes.
Hey, girl, what's up? What's up, best friend?
It's been like...
Yeah, f*** you.
Oh.
Wow.
What is happening?
That child has got the devil in her. Mm.
What? How?
Well, there was more outside footage that you didn't see, more unseen footage.
Okay.
This time, a pumpkin cleaning Mama June's wounds from her.
No.
That's right. Because she got a lot of drains and stuff in her. Because of all the extensive plastic surgery.
No, sir.
She had.
No, ma'am.
There's
sorry.
All kinds of tubes and drains, that fluid and blood coming out.
Stop saying this stuff.
Needed constantly to be cleaned and to be taken care of, especially in the fupa area. That part of the stomach needed a lot of attention.
All right, we get
it. And so her daughter had to clean that up.
I need you to hold your pants right here.
I am. That's why I'm bringing it down.
Oh, yeah, because it's not on there.
Yeah, that's her vagina.
It is not.
That right there is. You're not used to seeing it, but it's right there.
It looks all dirty, though.
Oh, please put that away.
Oh, my God.
That...
What? Oh.
That's right. That's right, children. That was on television.
She was arguing whether that was her vagina or not.
Well, she, like they said, she hadn't seen it in a long time. She did not recognize it. She had a wanted poster put up around the neighborhood saying, if you, it's on the back of milk cartons, her vagina. That's how long it's been since she's seen it.
Oh, dear Lord.
And then at the end of the show, you know, while they were at the wedding, at Sugar Bear's wedding, there were tornado warnings that could have been a tornado to kill everybody at that wedding, which, by the way, again, would be a great ending episode for the show. They missed out so many opportunities, but the big fat producer, Adam, he was upset because he realized that this might be the end for him.
I saw a little bit of my life flash before my eyes, and I saw it ending with Mama June and Honey Boo Boo, and that makes you question certain life decisions.
Yes, it does.
You think so?
It does. And I'm questioning, I'm making the same questions, actually, having watched this whole show for Kevin and Bean. I'm starting to wonder maybe I should be asking questions about my life decisions.
So it's done, though. You're out. You're out.
I'm free at last. Free at last. Praise the Lord. I'm free at last.
So you loved it overall, though, I'm sure.
I will cut you.
All right. We have tickets if you would like to go to the exclusive red carpet world premiere of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Call now 1-800-520-1067. You have to know Marvel Heroes. Know your Marvel Heroes. Call now 1-800-520-1067 and you'll get those tickets to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 next. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Hooked on a feeling, bop, bop, I'm high on believing.
That song is in there, yes.
That you're in love with me.
If you'd like a pair of passes to the exclusive red carpet.
Lips as sweet as candy.
Exclusive red carpet world premiere of this movie. You're going to need to. What?
You people are no fun.
You're going to need to know your Marvel heroes.
It's Marvel Heroes. It's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. That's what you can see if you win the game. Come on, let's all see what you can do. It's Marvel Heroes.
Alrighty then. Marvel Heroes. Here's the thing about the Guardians of the Galaxy. And Marvel's so good at this. Guardians of the Galaxy, before this movie came out, did you know who Star-Lord was?
Nope.
Did you know who Rocket Raccoon was?
Nope.
Did you know who Groot was?
Nope.
Did you know who Gamora was?
Nope.
No, you didn't!
That's what I said.
Right. So they took lesser-known Marvel heroes, they took, you know, second, third-tier heroes, turned them into movie stars.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen the first one, it's great.
Marvel is great at this. They take characters that may not be the big three. For example, you know, every comic book company has their big three or so top-tier characters everybody knows. With Marvel, it's Spider-Man, it's Captain America, the Hulk. Those are probably your big three.
Okay.
They took Iron Man, who wasn't very well-known, put him on the big screen, turned him into an international icon of comic books.
Right.
Right? So I thought what we'd do is take some of the other Marvel heroes that maybe are lesser known but have had great success on the screen. So I will describe the Marvel hero for you, and you just need to identify him.
It's Marvel Heroes.
All right. We have three pair to give away, so the first three that get them right get to go.
Outstanding.
Let's start with Nestor in Chino Hills. Hi, Nestor.
Hey, good morning.
Nestor, here is your Marvel hero. I'll do the describing. Just tell me who we're talking about. Besides being a superhero, he is also the king and protector of the African nation of Wakanda.
That's Black Panther.
Black Panther is correct, sir.
It's Marvel Heroes.
Nicely done. You win.
You win. You're in. You're going to see the world premiere of the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Hold on. I'll give you all the details.
Hold on. Let's go to Christine in Encino. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Christine. Here's your Marvel hero.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Hi, Christine.
Oh, hey, Christine.
Hi.
Oh, hey, Allie. I love you guys. So
thank you. I hope you do well in this game. I'm going to give you a description of a hero.
Hi.
And you tell me who it is.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I love her. Just give her the tickets.
All right, here you go. This superhero persona was originally the superhero alias of a brilliant scientist after inventing a substance that allowed him to change size.
Oh, Ant-Man?
Nicely done.
Yay!
We're talking about.
You win.
Wow, well done, Christine. See? Chicks know superheroes.
Right?
Yeah. Right?
All right, you hold on. Let's go to Francisco in Fullerton. Hi.
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 What's happening today?
Hey, Francisco.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Here is your Marvel hero.
It's Marvel Heroes.
This celebrated neurosurgeon was in a car accident that severely damaged the nerves in his hands.
Dr. Strange.
Dr. Strange.
It's Marvel Heroes.
Well done.
That's it.
Three up, three down.
Three up, three down.
Pretty strong. You guys know your Marvel heroes.
Enjoy the red carpet world premiere, and thanks for playing the game.
It's Marvel Heroes.
Just came back from Coachella this weekend. And by the way, we could have time to include your phone calls if you'd like. 1-800-520-1067. If you were there Friday, Saturday, even last night, and are back or on your way back, you can call and give us some highlights, because it is impossible to see everything at Coachella. And when you pick something, you're choosing to not see like eight other things.
Right.
It's sort of frustrating, but there are a lot of surprise guests this weekend. There were a lot of surprise guests. Kendrick Lamar and Travis Scott worked together. Drake came out and played three songs with Future.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yep.
The Weeknd came out. Migos came out with everyone. I think they pretty much came out with Future and a whole bunch of different ones. Hans Zimmer was somebody that I wanted to see that I didn't. And that was last night at 8, because Hans Zimmer is just he's a movie score writer. And he performed, and apparently the place was packed, and Pharrell came out, and it was just an insane.
The people loved him, man.
The people loved him. Who knew? Lorde was fantastic. Apparently, unfortunately, I didn't get to see Kendrick Lamar last night, but Saturday night, the headliner was Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen her at the Super Bowl, you know, like random things, but I've never really seen her live.
Right.
She blew me away.
Yeah. She puts on a show for
yeah,
sure.
She was so theatrical.
Yeah.
She was great. And then apparently Kendrick Lamar was just the opposite. Just give me a microphone and I'm just going to blow you away. And he did, he did the same thing. Radiohead, unfortunately, on Friday had a bunch of sound trouble.
Yeah.
It kept cutting out and massive, like, feedback and stuff like that. So apparently I left and then it all got great. that's how that worked with the timing.
They were waiting for Kevin to leave. He's gone.
It's
clear.
It was so annoying. For like three different times, they walk off stage. I mean, it was really a frustrating thing for them.
Well,
like,
maybe you guys shouldn't have gotten in a fight with them.
Imagine, though, if a lot of people came from very, very far distances just for Radiohead.
Yes.
You flew in from England. You flew in from Spain, whatever. And that was the set you wanted to see. Oh, man.
Yeah, that would be so frustrating. But
it was only about 40 minutes, so let's...
Oh, only 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, the trouble was 40 minutes?
Something like that.
I left after 20. I was like, I can't take this.
Yeah,
there's stuff going on other places. But if you're a hardcore Radiohead fan, I'm sure you...
Oh, everyone stayed. Except Kevin.
Stayed through it, except for me, right? I got to tell you, I also got to see George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic.
That's amazing.
At the Heineken tent, and it was unbelievable. And I was in there at the time. Dave, hold on. You talk.
Yeah. Well, listen, Kevin, we would discuss this, how much he loves it. I've never seen George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic. And I got to say, I was blown away.
Right.
The fact that these guys, like, I don't even know who the musicians were. There was a bunch of new guys in the Funkadelic. But it seems like they have so much fun just playing with them. And George Clinton just walks around, you know, whistles here and there. And then, you know... They were playing nothing but new stuff, and it was great until they – what, Kevin, how many old songs did they play?
They started playing a bunch of old ones, yeah.
Probably after I left.
Yeah. I mean, they played for 2 hours.
Yeah. No way.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
in tiny house, the Heineken house.
Right. So, but then we had to leave to go see Dream Car. It's one of those things where you always have to make a choice of whether you stay here, you go there, whatever you want to do. Apparently, the entire night, my daughter was texting me stuff. And texting can be shoddy in the desert.
Right.
I might text Dave and he might get it 45 minutes later.
Along with 25 other texts.
Right. That's the case. That's happened to me,
So I got this text from my daughter. The Predators beat the Blackhawks 5-0. Now they're up 2 games.
Nice.
That's huge
great
news,
news,
right? So I wrote back, that's great. And then she writes, dude, I've texted you 6 times. Interesting things. And you only reply to hockey. Coachella Kevin is irresponsible.
She's not wrong.
Wait, she just figured out that Coachella Kevin is irresponsible.
That's amazing.
So George Clinton was a highlight for me. Lady Gaga was a highlight for me. I was surprised by that. Dream Car was great.
Yeah, for me, the Future Islands stole a show for me.
Did they?
Because I wish everybody was as passionate as performing as their singer, Samuel Herring. You got to see this, Kevin. You got to see them. I mean, I think they're playing.
I can't go back in time.
No, I think they're playing this week, though.
Can you?
You know, in local, whatever they're calling the local shows now.
Right.
But he's, like, slapping the floor. They're playing, like, this cool music where he just starts singing into, like, a death metal, like, growls.
Did you just say he was slapping the floor?
He was slapping the floor. And by the way, his mic is up here, like, up by his mouth.
Right.
And he's slapping the floor. And you could hear the slap from the mic. And then he slaps. He's, like, hitting his chest. And you hear... in the mic, like, and he's going crazy. I want to put together a side by side of Lord dancing and Sam dancing, and then you guys decide.
That's
who's the
one
best,
of the things that I love about Lord.
Oh my God, her dancing was crazy.
She dances like nobody else on earth, and most people, and I gotta say, especially young girls, get mocked for that.
Right, would be so self conscious.
Crushed, right?
Yeah,
she just embraces it and does her thing.
Right.
I love her so much, and I unfortunately had to miss her.
Oh, man. I wish I was in Lord's box this whole set.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah. She had this box behind her with a bunch of dancers in her.
Okay.
It would raise up, and she went in it, and it was filled with smoke and had this cool illusion. It was so dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord's box.
Lord's box is awesome.
Right? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52. Tom Cavanaugh from The Flash is coming up just after the top of the hour. First... Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
You were talking about your adventures there in Coachella.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you could illuminate a question I had, if you could help me out with...
Oh.
I was looking at your Twitter feed over the weekend, and there was a tweet that went out that was just...
Yeah.
It was either a capital I or a lowercase l. I'm not sure. I assumed it was an I, and then that was it. Then just nothing. Then radio silence. So a lot of us were wondering what the tweet was. It was just I. What was that tweet?
It was
about?
My favorite song from Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
No.
Sure.
It was a song called I. All right. I don't know, Ralph. I assume I was meaning to text, and somehow I was in Twitter, so then I got out of Twitter and then went to text.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
A lot of people are asking. I don't know.
I really don't know.
Like, is he okay? Did he get shot mid-tweet? Or was he going for I am drunk and just passed out after the I?
I was bummed because I thought there was more to come.
Yeah, so we all were. We were all desperately waiting for the next tweet.
I feel like I need to delete that one, maybe.
No, it was strong.
Yeah.
It's
very powerful.
Worst
right?
one ever. existential crisis, right?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office over the weekend. The Fate of the Furious. The fate is to be a smash hit. That's what their fate is. $100 million. $100.2 to be exact. Made it number one by far this weekend. I think worldwide it has made almost half a billion dollars already. $500 million.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's the second best opening for the franchise, as a matter of fact. So it looks like we're going to get the Nine of the Furious soon, or whatever they'll call it. The Fast and the Niners. Nine?
I'm doubting that.
It's fun watching you work through this.
Nine Furious?
I don't think they're going to go with that.
Fast and the Furious?
Oh,
Nine.
See?
It's a whole different movie.
They time travel back to the 40s.
Huh?
Take on Hitler.
Run over Hitler with a car.
Thank you.
I know you're spitballing, but nailed it.
They start racing Panzer tanks.
Sure.
And Volkswagens.
Mm-hmm.
Boss Baby was number two at the box office. $15.5 million. We spit on your $15 million, Boss Baby. Beauty and the Beast was third. Smurfs, The Lost Village, Going in Style was number five. Gifted, Get Out, Saban's Power Rangers. The Case for Christ and Kong, Skull Island were your top 10 films at the box office this weekend. You guys, we're talking about Lorde at Coachella. She also did a tiny little pop-up concert on Friday night near Joshua Tree at a little hole-in-the-wall bar called Pappy's and Harriet's, which only holds about 200 people. She did a short set there, followed by a Q&A with the crowd. First question was, why are you in such a small place? My friends are outside. Bitch.
Oh, I heard it sold out in like 2 minutes.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah, because it's small, I hear.
With 200 people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 I would have been upset if I got there and I couldn't get in. But what are you going to do? Right?
Right.
Speaking of music, did you guys catch that documentary that was made about Glenn Campbell called I'll Be Me? It was documenting his battle with Alzheimer's.
No.
You've never seen it?
Uh-uh.
Stacey Keach was the director. It's brilliant. It was done on HBO, I think it was, last year, year before. And it just shows his career, but it was also his relationship with his wife as he started to lose his faculties. And it was him recording his final music before he was no longer able to sing or play guitar. And much like Bowie did, he recorded two albums before Alzheimer's really took its toll on him and made him incapable of playing music any longer. First one was released along with that documentary called I'll Be Me, and the second one will be out in June. Willie Nelson is on the album along with Vince Gill, and Glenn takes on tunes by Bob Dylan and Jimmy Webb and others. So if you're a fan of his or you like that documentary at all, this is your chance to hear some more music from a guy who thought ahead and said, look, I'm not going to be able to do this for much longer, so I'm going to put this aside, and they'll be able to release it later. So I thought that was interesting. Two Broke Girls, the season 6 finale tonight, may be the end of the series, folks are saying, because CBS has not yet announced whether they're going to pick up the show for a 7th season or not.
It's on the bubble. It's been on 6 seasons?
It's been on for 6 seasons. Can you believe
that? Wow.
Yeah.
Don't you think you should tell them before the finale?
That's not the way it works.
Well, you'd think they'd want to wrap it up differently if it is the last one.
But that's not the way it works.
Well,
that's not the way it works.
Just
most shows
nicer.
Don't get a chance
be
to
nicer, TV
write
industry.
A series finale. Usually you find out after you're off the air whether you're coming back or not.
Wow.
Yeah, that sort of sucks.
So if you're a fan, enjoy it tonight.
Huh.
And while we're talking about television, we mentioned last week about the big news on Survivor, where contestant Jeff Varner outed another member of his tribe named Zeke Smith on the show. Jeff was scrambling for his life in the game and was trying to paint Zeke out to be deceitful, untrustworthy, and he did so by outing him in front of the rest of the tribe as a transgender man.
Asshole!
Yeah. The rest of the tribe quickly turned on him for that decision. Even Jeff Probst pretty much called him out on his douchebaggery.
It probably took them all a second just to let it sink in what was happening.
Yeah.
Do you think? because it's so such no, a weird
they,
thing.
They reacted to it almost immediately when it happened. They wheeled on a dime, actually, and said, what does that have to do with anything, and how could you do that to him in front of millions of people who are watching this episode on television? Well, the other shoe has fallen. I mean, Jeff Varner is not a popular guy, but now that his job at Allen Tate Realtors in Rock Hill, South Carolina, they fired him from his job last week. The company told the local newspaper they was bringing too much negative attention to the company. He's in the middle of a news story that we don't want anything to do with, they said. As for Jeff Varner, he said to Entertainment Weekly that he has spent 10 months stewing in this awful, horrible mistake I have made. He said he's been going through a lot of therapy, and he thinks he's a better man now, so... We'll wait and see.
You got to think, sitting on that for 10 months and then being so terrified of when it aired
and this
whole new thing, that's awful.
Yeah, that is awful.
As shameful and disgusting of an act that he did.
What do you think about him losing his job?
I can imagine any job wouldn't want that kind of publicity brought forth. I'm sure they're getting phone calls, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a news guy, too?
He did work for Fox affiliate and a CBS affiliate before this, but now he's in real estate, apparently. And
Think it through. He just really didn't think it would have the outcome that he thought, which is insane.
But do you think it's worth he should lose his job over it, though?
If I was his boss and people were calling all day and people were maybe picketing whatever it is, I wouldn't want him there.
Look, I don't have an opinion one way or the other. I think it's curious. I mean, the fact that... Yes, he did something awful on a reality show, but does that translate into him being?
I think if you're too much of a distraction,
actions have consequences.
It's true, they do. Tribe has spoken. He got voted off of South Carolina.
Wow.
Today's celebrity birthday is Sean Bean is 58 years old today. Love him, great actor, he's good in everything. Maynard from Tool and A Perfect Circle, he is 53. Jennifer Garner's 45 years old today. Victoria Beckham turns 43. And Rooney Mara is 32. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We are proud to welcome our friend Tom Cavanaugh back to the show. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you for having me back. Yeah, happy to be back.
First of all, you directed an episode of The Flash, and that's next. It's not tomorrow night. It's a week from tomorrow night, correct?
Wow. Yes.
Okay.
Is that all you can say about that episode?
Or you're just not sure?
I thought it might have been on. Is tomorrow Tuesday? Yeah, I thought it might have been. I'm the wrong guy. I'm the wrong guy.
I think it's next Tuesday, April 25th. Is the one?
You're a better man than me. That's why you have the job that you have.
Right. Yeah, you guys are one of those mid-season breaks you take from time to time.
Yeah, that's the funny thing that they do in television where they're like, you're on and you're doing seven episodes in a row and now you're off for seven because nobody really cares that much.
That's true.
And then, you know, so, so we're on one of those breaks, I guess. And then when we come back, the first episode that airs, it's a new episode, will be the one that I directed.
What's it like directing the guys that you usually are acting with, Tom?
Well, the best thing about directing when you're an actor on the show is you don't have to listen to your own crap anymore. You know, you don't have to be like that. Kavanaugh is so recalcitrant, and he's always yapping and doing this and doing that, and not hitting his mark, and having some reason for not doing what I want. Well,
the director loves Tom Kavanaugh.
The director just hates him and can just shut him down like that. You know what I mean? So that's a huge bonus, you know. And then it turns to the other guys on the cast.
Do they respect you?
I'm sure they don't. They're incredibly, incredibly tolerant. You know, they have the patience of Job, I will say. And they're great, great, and very willing and receptive and talented actors who are willing to slum for the 2 weeks that I'm directing them.
You know, this season has been so much fun for you because not only do you get to direct, but you also had a chance to play opposite yourself when HR and Earth 2 Wells were bandying back and forth. That must have been a blast.
Yeah, the network's trying to get the show canceled in a hurry. So they thought, well, what we'll do, we'll bring in a couple versions of this guy, and then we'll do scenes where this guy's talking to himself. Look, that's a ratings boon right there.
I smell spinoff, Tom. So, I smell spinoff.
No wonder we had to take a 7-week break. It's a funny show because the show we do, we're talking about The Flash, and it's a superhero show. And even in the one I directed, there's people who are talking to themselves. And, you know, it's an interesting world they've set up where they've created this idea that there's more than one Earth. So there would be an Allie or a Kevin or a Ralph on, you know, multiple versions of you. And so you guys would thereby be able to create new people, new versions of yourselves as you saw fit. If you didn't like the current one, or even if you did like the current one, you could do something that you kind of wanted to do that might put you in jail. But, you know, that kind of stuff.
Do you think that there's a me on another Earth where, that's smart?
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Yes, Kevin.
And can I trade places with him?
The nice thing is you get to create the person that you want to be. So it's up to you, I guess. Yeah, it's like he's really smart. But then here's the thing you have to think through. Yes, there is one. There's a version of you that's really smart. But remember, the current version of you is not going to be able to stand that guy.
Yeah, that's true.
He's gonna hate the smart version of you.
That's very true.
You know? And so, so those are the kind of things we get to do. I think in the one that's already aired, I'm talking to myself, and of course, one of me hates the other one of me.
Yes,
and ends up, you know, brushing his teeth and spitting all his stuff right into the guy's coffee mug. That's how I, you know, sort of perceive myself in real life anyway. So it's good.
Now the episode you directed, it's Barry trying to uncover the identity of Savitar, right? His big bad for this season.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the season we have every year we sort of have a big bad, and in this season, it's Savitar, who's basically looks like, you know, he basically looks like he's made out of knives. He's a very dangerous, badass guy. And Barry, all along, is trying to uncover and unmask this guy and see who he is. And in our episode, that's where we're headed.
All right, so that's next Tuesday, the 25th, 8 p.m. Now let's talk about your Indiegogo and the movie that you want to make in this fantastic 4-day window that you have set up for yourselves.
Speaking of The Flash, you and Grant just can't get enough of each other. You want to do something else together.
I know. It's incredible, right? You know? It's like I once did this thing with Mike Farrell of MASH, and I was hesitant to ask him about it because, you know, it was a big favorite show back in the day. I said, did people get along? And you hate to hear that people who do television shows that you like don't get along.
Right.
Right.
That's always a bummer.
Sometimes that's the case. And I didn't want to, but we'd worked together for like a year at this point. And finally I was like, you know, we were out in the middle of a rainstorm one time and we were underneath an awning. I was like, hey, Mike, did everyone get along in MASH? And he goes, here's how much we liked each other. He said, on the Friday, after a week of shooting, on the Friday night, 9 years in, we would all like, check in with each other to see where we were all going to meet up for dinner on Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, that's
incredible.
Story,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's a phenomenal testament to how well that cast must have loved each other. And in this instance, Grant and I are always doing practical jokes or off-color stuff that can't make the air because, you know, this is an 8 o'clock show on a Tuesday, as you put it.
Right.
And so we're basically taking these characters that we've created when they yell cut and turn them into what amounts to the world's two worst bank robbers. This short film is about how these guys are going to fare as they try and pull off a heist. I think the nice thing for people who watch the show, we like these are very much not the characters that you see week in, week out. And Grant and I have taken a lot of enjoyment out of creating these two ne'er-do-wells. And so we figured at one point I was like, you know what, I'm just going to write something where we get to like actually play these guys. So that's what this is. It's called Tom and Grant on Indiegogo, and we're raising money for those people listening. Otherwise, yes. We won't get to do it.
Yes, there's 18 days left in the campaign, and you guys are trying to raise money to make this short film with you and Grant Gustin, who, of course, is The Flash from the show. And it looks to be very funny. Just the video of you guys talking about the project, and you're going at each other about the grammar of me and I, him and I, or I and him, or me and him. It's very entertaining.
Well, what's interesting is if Grant is doing this, and this happens in our episode, for example, where he's like, I think I know what I have to do. And then in television, we cut. Right, because we're going to go to the next scene. So
right.
I think I know what we have to do. But what we do on The Flash is, I think I know what we have to do. And then there'll be a beat, and I'll be like, so why
why don't you tell us what that is? She's like, I can't tell you. We have to go to commercial break. I'm like, I don't see a commercial. He's like, no, other people are seeing the commercial. Well, and that's sort of exactly what those guys are. They can't finish, they can't finish a sentence. They can't see eye to eye. It's that kind of idea.
All right, your goal is $80,000. Let's go to Dave, the King of Mexico, and ask him exactly where we are at right now. Dave?
All right, Dave, what's the number?
We are at 23160.
23160.
That's like a slap in the face.
23,000.
Like, oh, to do this project.
23,000.
Oh, boy.
So you're telling me
there's a chance.
If people want to do it, they can go to Indiegogo campaign for short film Tom and Grant. If you search that, you'll be able to find it. You'll see the video. You can get a bandana. I mean, you can get a lot of different.
Bandana?
You can get a bandana as one of the.
I mean, lead with that, bandana. Tom.
Right?
You're so right. That's so right. Yeah. What am I thinking? Yeah.
I mean, you can get a Polaroid, the calendar, and a signed, script.
Can I get a set of coasters or steak knives or something?
I feel like you want the bandana.
I think you'd want the bandana. I don't know. You're exactly right. That's good advice. I don't know what I'm doing talking about the subject matter. It's a height. Forget about that. No, man. You can get a bandana. You can get free stuff. It's not really free. You get free stuff.
No, you get free stuff for donating.
Go to Indiegogo.com, search for Tom and Grant, and to help these guys make their movie, because it's something we all want to see.
Awesome. You guys are tremendous for plugging that. Thank you very much.
Tom, you're the best. Thanks for coming on, Kevin and Bean. We appreciate it.
Always grateful. Great to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
See
bye,
you, Tom.
Hey!
Scared me.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. LANOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38. Ralph Garman is here for a final look at the showbiz beat.
Hey, you going to be at Coachella this weekend? Well, then, you want to be a movie star? Boom. You take care of those two things at once.
How?
Because at Coachella this weekend, they are filming A Star is Born.
Okay.
They're shooting some scenes for A Star is Born.
Right.
It's a remake of the famous film that has been remade a couple times before. Probably most famously with Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. They're shooting some stuff on stage this week with Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. Because she is the star of that film. Director Bradley Cooper. Yes, that one. Will be directing her on film. On Tuesday and Wednesday. Oh, so you got to be here this week. Got to be here this week.
Was it here or there?
Well, there.
Okay,
you got to be there. You got to be at the Coachella. I was talking about Coachella.
Right, right.
But I thought it was this coming weekend, but it's not. They're shooting it during the week.
Oh, I see. Okay.
At Coachella. So if you're planning on going there anyway, if you're going to be in the neighborhood, you want to show up on Tuesday and Wednesday, you can be a part of filming scenes with Lady Gaga. In A Star is Born. Yeah, that's right. In A Star is Born.
That sounds cool.
It's $10 to get in. But all the proceeds go to her charity, the Born This Way Foundation. And they ask you to dress up in country and western outfits. Denim, boots, cowboy hats, that sort of thing.
Country and western?
Country and western. We got both kinds of music. Country and western. So there you go.
Huh.
Fans of Lady Gaga.
Could be awesome.
You could go there and you can see that and you can be part of a movie and stuff can happen to you. That is exciting. Tuesday and Wednesday this week. So go for that and then stay through the weekend.
Right?
Can you do that?
Sure.
No. Oh.
Anything goes up there. It's like the Wild West.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's just craziness. Nuts.
It is craziness.
Speaking of craziness, you think American television is lowbrow? You think we got problems? How about Holland, right? How about those wacky Hollanders?
Right?
Right? The Hollandaise, I think they're known as.
I think that's what
they're known as, Hollandaise.
Okay. All right.
They've got a show called Bring Your Bathing Suit. It's a reality game show. And they asked contestants on last week's episode to determine whether a woman was Pregnant or fat?
Oh,
that was their
sweet
that was their
Jesus.
Big round.
Pregnant
no. or fat? Yes, they
no.
bring out a woman. You need to identify: is she pregnant or is she just fat? That was the game.
That's terrible.
Oh my God!
For some reason, viewers were angry, and they lit up the phone lines and the Twitterverse to the producers of Bring Your Bathing Suit, and said that that was inappropriate.
I would think so too. But if that's a TV show and they're showing up to be contestants,
yeah, they
on
knew
it
what they were getting into. I hope.
I mean,
I think viewers. I think you're missing the point. Viewers were saying the act of choosing whether a woman is fat or pregnant on television was demeaning.
Right.
No, I get that. But these women weren't showing up to be on the show not knowing what they were getting into, right? They knew they were going to be judged on whether they were fat or pregnant.
I don't think it's so much the particular woman on television.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just doing that on television for consumption of a mass audience. Some people
it's pretty gross.
It was distasteful.
It's pretty gross.
But that was my point then.
But
why
my
are you talking
point
about
is
the woman who showed up to the studio?
My point is, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
With
a whole nother show.
With who?
We don't have time for that.
What's
Allie
wrong with who?
It's just one report, one showbiz report. I'm trying to figure out what the F you're talking about.
I don't understand women that would show up to be on that show to be judged like that. That's weird.
Pregnant or
producer,
fat.
Producer said it was meant to show that appearances can be deceiving.
Oh, really?
That was
wow
the point
that
of the segment.
The point? Okay.
So they're trying to teach us something.
But yes. But she apologized for being hurtful. Now, this program has also had other segments that, by the way, Pregnant or Fat has been canceled. They're no longer doing that segment. They have done other segments called Real Breast, Fake Breasts.
Wow.
You have to identify whether a woman's breasts are real or fake.
And what lesson do we learn from that?
That, real or fake, it doesn't matter. As long as they're
good.
Big. That's what we
big
learn.
As long as they're big.
And or there was another segment called Chinese or Japanese.
Nope.
What?
They would pull
really
out, they would pull out some Asian folks. And you have to identify, are they Chinese or are they Japanese?
This
once
is
again,
where?
Doesn't matter, as long as they're big.
This is in Holland?
This is in Holland.
It sounds like they're just trying to be
this
offensive.
This is what the Hollandaise watch.
Again, not Hollandaise.
That's what they're called.
That's
you
not
don't
what
know
they're called.
I've been around the world and I.
You can't find your face.
That's right.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm 100% awesome.
We're not even putting that in the file.
Because it's so awesome.
That was well done.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. The Fate of the Furious. Can't get any bigger than that. $100 million in its debut weekend made it number one. Not only here, but around this big, beautiful world of ours. The Boss Baby was number two with $15.5 million. Beauty and the Beast was third. Smurfs The Lost Village was fourth. By the way, Trolls crush the Smurfs. Smurfs blow. Trolls rule.
Okay.
Okay.
I've seen that Trolls movie so many goddamn times now. Going in Style, fifth. Gifted, Get Out, Power Rangers, The Case for Christ, and Kong Skull Island was number 10. Speaking of The Case for Christ, everybody have a good Easter? Everybody have a good Easter? No? No? No one had a good Easter?
It's great.
Not a lot of response
there.
I mean,
okay,
it was a Coachella, okay, so yeah, I mean.
So, so you didn't hunt for
I
eggs?
I didn't hunt for eggs.
I did in the morning.
Went chocolate rabbits.
To an egg hunt with some friends of mine's kids. Didn't
great
know it was at 9 a.m. till Saturday when I texted, when should I be there? That was upsetting.
Did anybody watch The Beaster Bunny this weekend?
I'm sorry?
The Beaster Bunny?
No.
The Easter horror movie called The Beaster Bunny?
What channel
about
was that
a giant Easter bunny that rips the head off of people
this
and eats
real
them?
It
is
real. This is a fever dream.
It's The Beaster Bunny is the name of
I
it.
I feel like I need to know where that is because I want it.
YouTube it. Look
okay
it up. You can find it. The Beaster Bunny. It's awful.
I need to see it.
Lee Good. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. These stars all born on today, April 17th. Sean Bean. The Good Bean. 58 years old today.
Aww.
Maynard is 53. From Tool in a Perfect Circle. Jennifer Garner is 45. Victoria Beckham is 43 years old today. And Rooney Mara is 32. All those women deserve bells, but they didn't
you're
get
sure
them anyway.
What happened there?
The guy's running the bell today is he's yeah not the sharpest knife in the sharp knife store.
Okay.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win this afternoon with a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin DeBean Show comedian Doug Benson joins us in studio and the entire cast of The Beaster Bunny.
Yeah!
Yes!